You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. I've seen study after study that shows we tend to interact more with people like us, people who look like us, talk like us. We don't often recognize that implicit bias, that unconscious bias about ourselves. Law enforcement agencies are beginning to look at implicit bias and how their officers interact with others in the community. That's a good start. Here's another place where implicit bias can be especially problematic: the classroom. A researcher at Michigan State University is working on a web application to help teachers recognize their own biases. Neryl Shaw joins us now. This tool you call EQIP, which stands for Equity Quantified in Participation. How does it work?
So my research focuses on subtle patterns of inequity that crop up in everyday classroom interaction, right? So these are the things that happen when kids are in whole class discussions, when they're working in groups, these kinds of settings. And what the research tells us is that for certain groups, girls, children of color, and for kids whose dominant language isn't English, these kids aren't getting a fair shot to participate in classrooms. Their access to opportunities to learn isn't the same as other kids.
How do you detect that?
Well, so that's one of the things we're working on. Our focus has come to be on whole class discussions. So you can imagine, if you walk into a room, whole class discussions are something that happens across the board. It's a really common way for teachers to engage kids, and it's an important site where learning happens. Now, I'm a former teacher, and I know what it's like to stand in front of a group of 35 kids, and you can imagine all the things that run through a teacher's mind, right, when they're in the middle of a whole class discussion that they have to orchestrate.
Sure, trying to direct it, trying to make sure that there's participation, and encouraging the kids that might help further the conversation.
Right. And you can imagine all those quick split-second decisions that a teacher has to make. That's exactly the kind of situation that is ripe for implicit bias, right? Because I've yet to meet a teacher that says, hey, I got into this profession because I want to marginalize kids. No one wants to do that. Teachers are some of the best intentioned people we have, and yet they're not immune to implicit bias. So when you're in those situations, you might inadvertently think, well, I'm going to call on this kid because of some implicit bias I have related to race or gender or language proficiency. And so that's the kind of problem that my team has started to work on. And so the big issue right now is that teachers don't have a way of getting access to information on how implicit bias might be influencing classroom discussions.
I'm just wondering, how does this actually work? What is the tool? What do you do, and how does a teacher use it?
So the way it works is, and right now the web app we're building for practitioners, it's in beta internal testing, so we're working out the bugs, and it's going to be released and be completely free to the public by the end of the year. But the way it works is, imagine that you open the EQIP web app on your iPad or your phone or in a laptop, and what you have is a visual display of a seating chart of the kids in the class. And every time a kid talks, you can click on that kid's desk on the web app, and it pops up a bunch of information about what's happening in the classroom. So, for example, the type of question that the teacher asked that kid, what kind of wait time the teacher gave the kid to think, which is really important for learning, the length of that the kid gave a response. Are kids giving just one or two word responses, or do they actually get to explain their thinking? And then what happens is, once you actually do an observation, you could do it in real time. So you have it open while you're sitting in the back as the coach or an administrator.
Okay. So the teacher's not doing this.
The teacher's not doing it.
An observer is.
That's right. So that would be the way to do it in real time. The other way to use it, which is the main way we use it, is for classrooms to be videotaped. And then a teacher can actually watch the video of their own classroom and then use the web app to code things that are happening in the classroom. Or they can work with a researcher partner like us, or a coach they're working with, or a colleague. And so there's different kind of ways, and this is what we're kind of working on now, to see how teachers can actually make use of the data once they get it to inform their instruction.
So this collects data. Data is good, but data doesn't tell you everything. It has to have context. How do you deal with that?
Yeah, well, we think about that in two ways, right? So a lot of my work actually has been qualitative in nature. So that means interviewing students about their experiences in classrooms and ethnographic observation. So with this tool, it's giving you quantitative patterns of what's happening in student participation. But the other thing that we try to emphasize is that the numbers don't tell you everything. When we're talking about things like equity and justice for kids in classrooms, these are profound kinds of questions, and they can't be reduced just to a bunch of numbers. And so we tell that to teachers too. And so something like this tool is best if it's combined also with conversations with your kids about what's happening in terms of their subjective experiences around equity in classrooms. If the app shows you that, hey, look, the quantitative patterns look pretty equitable, but when you talk to your kids and say, do you feel like you had a chance to participate today? And they tell you, actually, no, I don't feel comfortable in this class. I don't feel like this is a fair space for me. Teachers need to know that too. And I think pairing that information together is where the app really becomes powerful.
That's still tough for any person to say, wow, I didn't realize I was even doing that. I've got to change my ways. Or to have their work colleague or their partner say, hey, that is bias. Do you see it? The tools just, it opens the door. It doesn't really solve the problem, does it?
That's right. And one group I work with, this is a partnership with my colleague at Michigan State, Dr. Beth Herbel-Eisenman. And this group of teachers, they've been incredibly brave at opening up their classrooms to us and to themselves and starting to use the app to reflect on what's happening in my classroom. And that's not an easy thing, right? So for teachers in this country, this is not part of the culture of teaching for a lot of different reasons, right? And I think a big part of it is that we have this kind of discourse of evaluation. We want to come down on teachers, kind of weed the quote-unquote bad teachers out from the good ones and so on. The thing with implicit bias and what I tell teachers when I frame the tool and present the work to them at the beginning is that this isn't about saying, oh, I'm a racist teacher, I'm a sexist teacher, right, and so on. This is about saying, I'm a human being and I have implicit biases. That's just a fact. So the question is, do I want to know what those are and improve my instruction to help kids? Or do I want to just pretend that I don't have them and then risk inadvertently marginalizing students? I think for teachers, for a lot of teachers, that's a compelling argument. That's what we've seen so far.
I'm wondering, what are your concerns that this tool might be used by administrators as a way to judge teachers' behaviors in the classroom?
Right. So this is sort of a really key issue for us. EQUIP, the tool, it comes out of an equal collaboration with my partner at San Diego State University, Dr. Daniel Reinholtz. He and I have built EQUIP together. And this, in the design of it, this was a concern from the beginning. What we don't want is for EQUIP to be used to evaluate teachers. We mean it for to be used as a support tool to improve instruction. So what we wouldn't want is for administrator to say, hey, I have a classroom observation tool now. And like you said, I can go in and find, well, which are the biased teachers and which are the unbiased teachers? That idea in and of itself, we think is flawed, because the idea of implicit bias is that all human beings have implicit biases. Not all of them are bad, but the ones related to social groups, the research tells us, can be problematic because they marginalize people.
And the one thing we've learned from studies is once people become aware of their own implicit bias, that they want to, or usually want to, correct it. So really, and it's the real gain there, right? The students who might have been marginalized, is there any way to measure the impact on them?
Right. So the nice thing about the web app is that it provides instant feedback. So as soon as you do a classroom observation, the app can give you simple charts that show you, for example, who's getting access to participation opportunities. So I'll give you a concrete example. So let's say in a classroom there's 60% Black students in the class. You would hope that of all the questions that it got asked that day, maybe at least 60% of them went to Black students in the class. That would be a proportional share of questions going to Black students. The app, as soon as you finish an observation, or if you do like a week's worth of observations and you aggregate it, the app will tell you kind of, well, what percentage of high-level questions went to Black students? So if you find that, well, I got 60% Black kids, but only 40% of high-level questions went to Black students, the teachers we've been working with so far have said, that's weird. Why did that happen? And then they start to reflect on their practice. So what we're finding is that the data gives them something to sink their teeth into, right? It gives them something concrete to think about. And then, you know, the app doesn't tell you how to teach, right? Teachers are professionals, and that's up to them. But at least it gives them a starting point, and they can kind of make changes to their instruction accordingly.
So it sounds like the education community that's been exposed to this tool so far has been fairly receptive?
They have, and that's what's been encouraging to us. I think part of it is how we frame it, that it's not meant to evaluate teachers. It's not meant to tell them how to teach. But it does give them access to something they didn't have before that can illuminate something about their practice that they didn't know, but that's important.
Niral Shah is an assistant professor of teacher education. His project is reducing the impact of implicit racial and gender bias on mathematics classroom discourse. I guess it's more than just mathematics classrooms, right? If it's for all kinds of classrooms. And they're testing a new app which can help teachers determine their own implicit bias. Thanks for coming in and telling us about this.
Thank you for having me.